Elizabeth Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show heading towards Heritage Day now. For some people, it's not just a day, it's a month that they take out to do great work. And this month, Fable Reads, which is a free and ad-free global storytelling platform, is launching the Fable It Forward IsiXhosa campaign. This collaborative initiative will translate, narrate, and deliver 25 timeless fables in IsiXhosa, both online and in print, so that more South African children can read, listen, and grow in their mother tongue. To tell us a bit more, Robert Bexel, one of the founders of Fable Reads, joins us on the show this morning. Robert, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for letting me come on, Ryan.
Yeah, this is incredible. What inspired the hashtag Fable It Forward IsiXhosa campaign?
Fable Reads is all about what do we want to bring to our children?
Yes.
How can we bring generational wisdom to the next generation? And what we've seen in South Africa is that this happens to be sort of part of the culture with the Ubuntu and how you're bringing the nation together. So when we started talking to people here, we got so much love back that we even had people translating, SA Wireless translated these things for free.
If you think about it, and really it doesn't take, you know, a rocket scientist to do the math, that so many children in this country haven't had the privilege of getting stories that I think a lot of people just, and almost we take it for granted that we had access to materials in our own mother tongue growing up. These timeless classics that we had that isn't accessible to many people, and especially if you look at the people in the IsiXhosa communities, there's a lot of kids that are growing up that don't have access to those fables.
No, a lot of these fables, I mean, they come from all over the world, so it's from Western Africa,
sure,
but also China, India, Japan, and so on. And many of these fables have never been translated into an African language. So it's also a new thing for the world, and we're bringing knowledge that wasn't there before. And the next step,
sure,
is, of course, to take fables from the African continent and bring to the rest of the world, more than Nigeria, also from the Xhosa community and so on. So what we're trying to achieve is to print 250 copies of these. And the books contain 25 fables. And the fables, I think there are things that you might have heard before, like the lion and the mouse, or the grasshopper,
yes,
and so on. And it's all about universal human values that many of us have heard as kids. And the challenge,
sure,
usually for a parent, I think both of us are parents with smaller children, is when you're really tired at night and you're reading a bedtime story, you want to give your kids more than just sort of entertainment or a sleeping pill. You want to discuss the day with them. So we've tagged all these fables with different themes that are relevant, like, you know, friendliness or authenticity or braveness and so on. So if your kid had a tough day at school, you can find the fable that sort of fits the theme you want to talk about. And instead of discussing exactly that point that happened in school or kindergarten, you can discuss a fable.
If we don't do it, right, if we don't actually take the responsibility and provide the access for these kids, you know, a lot of them are going to go through these various grades, unable to do things like read. And I'm looking at the stats coming through of, 81% of grade 4 learners unable to read for meaning in any language, and only 35% of homes with children under 10 having access to kids' books. And that's on my stats. Those are the 2023 National Reading Barometers. This is a call to a massive action this month. So let's talk a little bit about what the campaign calls for. We're looking to raise 200,000 Rand in support. And obviously, that's the kind of funding that we're going to help to achieve the rollout of this campaign properly to the communities that need it.
I think with that money in 2026, we can reach about 50,000 IsiXhosa speakers when you count like the siblings and the parents of the kids in school. And that's like 4 Rand per person. And for 4 Rand, you can get someone to read stories in their own mother tongue that weren't even translated to that language before from all over the world.
How can people go find you? How do they get involved? How do they get involved and give back to this project?
So our website is fablereads.com, and you can follow us on social media, Instagram and Facebook. And you might know the site Back a Buddy. So Back a Buddy is a crowdfunding site, and there we have this initiative called Shape Futures, Connect Cultures for Heritage Day. And if you're going on Shape Futures and spend something like the cost of a coffee and 1,000 people doing that, that would help enormously to make this happen.
Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show
on Smile FM.